bones are amazing things. They hold us up. They support us. They make us strong. But bones have other uses. In the past, bones were thrown by diviners, seeking out the mysteries of the future. Now the bones are cubes, made of plastic or resin, but they still reveal things to us. As they fall from our fingers and rattle across the table, the story becomes clear. Welcome to Bone Throwers Theater, an RPG actual play podcast.
Hello, and welcome back to Bone Throwers Theater. My name is Jeremy, and we are playing our one-shot of Good Strong Hands. My character's name is Crichton.
Hello there, my name is Jordan, and I am a player today rather than the game master. I am playing the Stonekin named Jasper.
This is Jeff, and I'm playing a rogue named Cinch.
This is Johnny, and I am playing Graham, the wolf.
And my name is Aaron, and I am the guide in Reverie for playing Good Strong Hands and the GM today. So where we left off last time was that you guys had just met Flump and a couple of imps, Stemony and Hybrid.
Yeah.
Flump is a rabbit wildkin who got separated from his family as they fled across the sorrow-sworn fields. They fled in fear because, you know, everybody's kind of worried that they're all going to die. And you guys have just agreed to help Flump.
Some of us have.
Some of you have just agreed to help Flump.
I don't think no one has said those words other than
Flump's self.
Yes. Cinch maybe has said those words.
And Cinch believes that he is the leader.
Yeah.
And I think where we left off, Crichton was going to go look for Graham to see if Graham would also agree to help.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm a good rogue. Who has sent us, and what they've sent us to actually do?
You don't know. Out of game, you guys have all felt a calling from something to head to the Sorrowsworn Fields.
So it's been no official conversation. We just feel drawn to.
Yes,
you guys have felt. Okay.
Yep. You guys have felt a draw here that led you each to start traveling towards the Sorrowsworn Fields, knowing that you were needed there.
It could be a trap.
As far as Good Strong Hands, the rule set is concerned, we're just making this up.
Okay.
So you guys have all felt a leading in this direction. In game, what exactly was the leading for Crichton? Did you have a dream where you pictured the fields, or was it a voice?
He had a vision.
What was his vision of?
It was the Sorrow Sworn Fields. And he's heard the story of the battle, I don't know how many times. But after this particular time, he fell asleep and had this vision of a bunch of people in panic, chaos, fleeing the fields. In the way his vision pieced together, he would see all sorts of different folk running from the fields, and then a group of imps running. But it was never imps running with other folks. It was just imps running by themselves.
Okay. How did the imps running by themselves make you feel?
The way he interpreted the vision was that everybody was running from the imps.
Okay.
But it looked in his vision that the imps were just as frightened running as everyone else. So he was wanting to cast his folk in a better light.
Okay. So you went to go find Graham. Graham, are you hiding? Are you...
I'm hiding from casual sight. Like, I'm watching the village, mostly because most people are afraid of wolves.
Yeah. I can see that. So you're not hiding specifically from being found, like if Crichton comes looking for you.
No, not at all. Probably see a fox coming towards the forest.
A white fox.
A white fox.
Which is not
normal.
Yeah.
Not in this part of Reverie.
Yeah. Oh, friend.
As soon as he gets into the woods and Graham greets him, he's going to change back to his normal form.
Ah, chill.
Yes.
What's the word?
There's a wildkin who says their family has been missing in the field for 2 days and are requesting our help.
Okay. Do we have any more information besides that?
They're rabbits. His name is Flump.
Very well. When should we set off?
According to what we've heard, probably not until morning.
Do you think it would be safe for me to enter this village?
They seem to be more afraid of the field than anything else, so...
Do you want to roll for that? Do you know if you think, or is it...
Sure.
Go ahead and roll.
Mind?
No, roll charm, because it's like, people.
Okay. Target?
Well, we're going to go ahead and make it four.
Yes.
Yeah, all right.
You got one.
And mark a spirit, because you got one success. Yes, you're pretty sure that they're going to be pretty comfortable having a wolf walking among them, because it's not a ghost.
So, question for out of game. When you mark a spirit, does that mean you have one available to spend?
Yes.
As well? Okay. All right. So, Crichton then at that point is going to say to Graham, it's like, well, just follow me back. I'll show you where they are.
Sounds good.
And there's a main road through the mm-hmm. tent city. All right. Crichton's going to just walk through the main path.
And I'll walk right behind them.
And I want to spend my spirit. Crack a smile. Everyone that can see you becomes happy and friendly toward you.
Ooh.
Nice. Wifey grins.
I only have one spirit, so if I wanted to, I could make them flee.
I think they're already working on that.
Yeah.
So you come back to Flump, Hybird, Stemony, and Flump's kind of bouncing on his toes. So, help. Help.
Yes, Rabbit. We will help you.
Flump. Thank you, Wolf. Thank you, Graham. Thank you, Graham. I'll take help from a decrepit ogre at this point. Whoever's willing to look for my family.
We will look for your family when light first comes.
Okay.
For now, let's get some rest and prepare for our voyage.
Okay, okay.
So is the rest of the city just kind of hunkering down for the night?
Yeah, right. Everybody's prepping to...
fight off the ghosts.
Yes.
What did you do, Ray?
You can definitely see
all right,
that
Jeff.
Most people are hunkering down for the night, but you do see there's definitely caution in how they're preparing for the evening. Keeping weapons close. It is a cautious air.
It's not an evil battle, it's a...
Yes, they are trying to get some sleep, but they are also being prepared.
Yeah.
You said you wanted to commune with the stones?
There are boulders buried in this field that are the bodies of my fallen kin.
Yes, I would say the bodies of your fallen kin. Can you speak with dead bodies?
I can speak to stone.
But you just said they are the bodies of your fallen kin there.
I didn't say they were dead.
Just fallen. They couldn't get up.
Okay. How do you speak to them? Do you have a range for how close you have to be? Do you have to be touching the stone itself?
So, this is an idea that I had based off of my stone call magic, which is more of a telekinesis kind of thing. You can call forth and move rocks as large as you until the end of the scene. You can make them move anywhere, but they must always touch the ground or each other. So, I can call forth to these stones. I don't necessarily have to move them. In my reading of it, it is an and thing.
So they can hear that you are there.
Yes. The rocks sense my presence. That would require me spending a spirit, which I don't have. So I was trying to basically use mind or charm to basically extend myself out, magically speaking.
So if you're trying to extend yourself, magically speaking, it would be heart.
Okay.
What exactly are you trying to do?
I want to see what has changed to bring about the rising of the fallen dead.
Okay. Target number five.
I failed. Twice.
Okay. It doesn't matter how many times you failed. So you mark a skill, and you have a complication. As you are laying there trying to commune, you actually do start to get through to something. You start feeling a rumble in the ground, and a mist starts to rise out of the ground in the field.
Can I see it even though it's daylight?
Yes. It's pretty close to dusk. It's not like bright daylight. Everybody's hunkering down for the night, and everybody's keeping their swords ready. which it appears is a good thing because you have drawn attention.
Okay.
I'm still by him and
okay.
You're still stretched out between the two?
Mm-hmm.
There is a large fog mist that is covering the area around the tent city.
Around the tent city or...
Yes, right. Around. It is not coming into... Yeah, not enclosing.
Okay.
It only forms within the Sorrowsworn fields. It is clearly not natural.
Can I add to the complication?
Sure.
All right, Jeff.
Can I make this worse?
Yes, because we have something that is stretching into the city. It starts spiraling around, kind of like the water from the lake going around the monument. The mist starts wrapping itself around Cinch and actually is able
following Cinch
to get into the town.
I would agree with that. And Cinch, you can roll a heart check. Turn number 5.
Matei.
Ah! Nope. All right, mark a skill.
So what happens when you fill up your skill meter?
You get another skill.
Yes, you get to use that to, if I remember correctly, gain 2 talents or raise a trait. So, since as it starts to grow along you, you try to pull away, and you find that the part of you that is reaching into the mist is entangled. It's stuck. You can't move that end.
Jesper, I can't move. Graham, Crichton, I can't move. Something's happening with the fog.
Fog? What fog?
The mist.
Whoa, that fog.
Yeah, the mist.
Crichton's going to shout to the other two imps that were... They're still there, right?
Yeah.
It's like, help me pull on the rope! Help me pull on the rope!
So I grab the other end of the rope and I start pulling.
Oh, my gosh.
I grab on the rope and I start pulling. What, y'all?
Okay. Roll body.
Me?
Yes. All three of you. 4 of you. Actually, we will do a group check. So a group check, how it works is that there will be a target number. The target number 5 still. The goal is that if, let's say, you hit it twice and Jordan hits it none, are you pulling against them?
Yes. Because he's on the other side of us.
Okay.
So my logic.
You're playing tug of war with my body.
And you're rolling to succeed if you don't come apart.
If you don't become uncinched. Or we just learned how you reproduce.
You're like a worm.
Which direction are you pulling? Are you trying to get out of the mist? Or
are you trying to get out of the mist? Because you can't move the part of the wounds that's in the mist.
Okay. For every success that you roll, if someone else misses, your success transfers to them as well. So let's say you get a success with a boon, and then Johnny misses it completely. Your success with a boon, your extra success counts towards this.
I rolled 1 success.
Okay. Okay.
All right, so we have an extra success.
Yes.
Okay.
It's a good thing.
Which is good.
Good, because I failed.
I rolled a success.
Yay. You still mark a skill.
Still get a skill.
You still mark a corruption or a shadow.
Shadow. Because you got 2 successes.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I mark spirit.
Yep.
I mark spirit as well.
As you guys are pulling, you start hearing a from out in the field as a very large weight is being kind of drug around a little bit. You maintain a grip on the rope and you are being pulled towards the tent city.
Why are you so heavy?
I would like to pull again.
Are you going to stand up?
No.
I would like to talk to Jasper. I said, Jasper, I'm trying to pull towards the tent, not away from the tent.
Wrong.
What do you mean wrong?
You go to the tent, you pull the fog into tents. Stay in fog. Keep people safe.
Okay, then I talk to Crichton and Graham. Jasper makes a good point. Let go of me.
Why?
If I go into the tents, the fog will follow me because it's wrapped around me.
As we're pulling, is the fog actually...
It is slowing down as it starts reaching the torches around the tent city.
So it's afraid of the light.
We're saying, no, it's stopping as it's coming into the tent city. It's not coming in.
Jasper, fog's not going in.
Is trick to get more.
Good point. He makes a good point. It's a trick to Crichton and Graham.
Crichton's going to grab one of the torches and, like, try and push the fog back.
The fog stays.
It's not affected by the light?
It doesn't retreat from the light?
It does not retreat as you move the torch closer.
Letting go or what?
All right, fine. Let him go. Ah.
What does he taste like?
Iris. Dirt.
Grubby child hand.
So now that let go, do you coil back up into the fog?
I can pull you in.
Yeah. So now I'm helping him pull me in.
Okay. You don't have to struggle to get there. As soon as you start moving in that direction, it's very easy for you to do.
Okay.
So it's easy for you to move into the mist.
So you guys are...
just standing there on the edge.
Here we are till morning.
All right.
I want to give a wolf howl to any other wolves in the area to see if they know what's going on with the mist.
Okay, go ahead and howl. You hear answering howls from the woods to the south of you. You don't hear anything out in the fields.
That's good.
What are the ones in the woods saying about the fields?
Stay away.
Stay away?
Yeah. Warning people away from the fields. Are you trying to get some of them to come to you, or...?
No, I'm just getting...
Okay.
Just talking for information.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there's not really that many close enough to really get a clear communication with.
Okay.
Other than there's not many in the fields.
Yeah.
Not many in the field.
There are none in the field. Thank you.
Not many in the woods nearby.
Yes. As you continue to sit and watch, the mist starts to dissipate.
As the night progresses?
As the night progresses. Until it is all gone.
How hard is it to move through the mist?
It is not hard at all to move through the mist.
Okay. I'm going to do it.
Okay.
I'm going to go towards the monument.
The mist does not reach that far.
Okay.
It's like a strip of mist that was around in a horseshoe shape. But you are headed in that direction?
Yes.
Okay. You can probably get about a quarter of a mile before you reach the edge.
Does Cinch want to come with me?
Yeah.
I coil Cinch up into like a loop and put him over my shoulder.
Thanks for carrying me.
Is not difficult.
True.
You would move too fast.
Also true.
As you are walking, you can also see the ghosts and the fairies that you guys saw when you first got to the field that were kind of still pretty amorphous. They're solid. They are moving through the mist as well, and they are moving grasses as they're walking. You can definitely see that the grass is responding to them. Some of the roses as well.
Are the roses changing colors? Are they just bending out of the way?
Bending out of the way. It looks like somebody's walking through them.
Do they seem to be bothered at all by the thorns?
No.
Are there any insects in the field?
No.
A bugless field? That's scary.
I would like to try and touch a ghost.
You can't. As you reach out to touch the ghost, your hand passes through. When your hand passes through, the mist in your immediate vicinity... become stronger.
Okay. I would like to...
You can't see your feet.
Cool. I would like to point out that this is me trying to follow my rational anchor.
Okay. You gain one scare.
Yeah.
So you reach the other edge of the mist.
Cool. What does the rest of the field look like outside of the mist?
Very dark. Very open.
Wide open spaces.
As a matter of fact, so dark that like it doesn't even look like the stars that are visible outside of the field are very clear. Almost looks like looking at them through like a dark film. You can kind of see a little bit of light from them, but not much.
It sounds like an occultation of the void.
Yes.
Occultation? So it's the void making things dark.
Oh, yes. So it is very...
it's very voidy.
Yes. You can still see some things. You do kind of see slight movement out in the field.
Bunny people! I shout.
So how far are they?
Yeah,
so I said they're about a quarter mile, and let's say it stopped about 500 feet from the town. So they're a quarter mile from you. guys.
Okay, so you
may not be able to see exactly what he says, but
yeah, you hear a shout of a Stonekin.
Bunny people, we hear in the middle of the dark field.
When you hear that, Flump is like, oh, did he find my family? Do you think he found my family? Can we go? Do we go?
Do we want to go into the dark? I mean, the mist is gone.
Oh, my family.
How long until morning?
A couple more hours.
Oh, wow.
It's not safe to go out there, Flump. Not till morning.
Crichton's gonna say, well, do you trust in him?
You say that to Flump?
Yes.
If you help, I trust anybody.
He turns into a fox. Climb on.
Okay. Flump jumps on your back.
And Crichton darts off into the field.
In the direction that you just heard?
Yep.
Okay. Does Graham follow or stay in Tent City?
I guess I'll follow.
Off into the dark, dark field.
I have decent night sight.
Do you gain any foxy abilities when you be a fox? I'd imagine you change.
He probably has decent low light vision anyways, being an imp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In becoming a fox, yeah, I'd say you can see well decently enough in the dark. Yeah. You're not blind. You're not probably as good as Graham is because Graham's a wolf.
Yeah. It's natural for me.
As you run into the field in the direction of the shouted bunny people, you do see standing tall above the grasses Jasper's head.
Okay.
Run to Jasper.
Yep.
Hello.
You found my family? My family?
I was calling them. Did you see them?
No.
I saw movement.
Not my fan.
Maybe.
Ghosts?
Maybe.
Yeah, we saw ghosts. They were in the fog.
Did we see any ghosts traveling out?
You did not. Neither of you did.
Okay.
You did notice that as you got closer to Jasper, the fog was getting a little bit thicker. It is thicker around Jasper than it was around the...
Noticeably around Jasper specifically, or just in that area?
Yeah, noticeably around Jasper.
How tall is the grasses in this area?
4 feet.
It's well above my head.
So, where'd you see my family?
I saw movement. What? I called to see if...
He didn't see your family. He just saw something moving.
Were
and called looking for them.
Do you want to go look?
Yes.
Jasper, where do you see movement now?
That way.
In the open part?
Open slightly. More towards monument. Come with.
So I assume that you mean a more wide open part. There are less rose bushes and grass.
Less grass, still quite a few rose bushes. Okay. Jasper.
Yes.
What does the guiding voice that drew you to the Sorrowsworn Fields sound like or feel like?
Every 3 years I come to the field.
Okay.
This was just part of my tradition to remember what happened here.
Okay.
But this time felt different for some reason. I couldn't quite put my finger on it.
Okay. As you are standing there and trying to, again, remember where the movement was, you start hearing this voice in your head that sounds like the slow grating of stone, like a really large mortar and pestle grinding.
My mother is a mountain.
Is that what it sounds like to you?
Yes.
From your mother, the mountain, you hear a voice, come to us.
Sounds like a good plan.
Did any of the rest of us hear that?
No. And you felt a tugging towards the monument.
Okay. Am I going to try and rationalize my way through this with maybe a die roll to see if I can resist this or...
No, it's purely up to you.
All right, well then I'm going.
Whatever Jordan would like to do with that knowledge. So you start heading off in the direction of the high mountain.
Yes. The so, high mound or the monument?
The high mound is where the monument is.
Okay.
Do the others follow?
Well, I'm going with them.
Cinch is going with him.
Whether he wants to or not.
Well, I could entangle you and keep you from going.
Where's the fun in that?
Crichton?
Mm-hmm. Crichton is hesitant, but he will start to go from bush to bush.
But follow.
Yeah.
I want to try use tracking, see if I can smell any other rabbits.
Okay. Roll mine.
Mine?
Target number 5.
Got 1.
Yeah! So mark a spirit. And yes, you can smell rabbit wildkin. And it does smell like it's in the direction of where you guys are heading. At least one of the paths. There's another path that kind of went off in another direction.
Well, right now, Jasper's kind of making his own path. And, you know, since he's so big and strong, he kind of clears a path for everybody.
So, after a period of time, you guys reach the High Mound. And what the High Mound actually is a very, very, very large burial ground. When they buried many of the people I mentioned, a lot of them were in large mass graves. Because mm-hmm. This is actually just one very large mass grave. What does the monument at the top of the mound look like?
The monument at the top of the mound, a very tall, what's it called? Like the Washington Monument.
Like a spire?
Like yeah. That. And it's engraved in the stone on all sides. It says, to remind us to stick together and not fight apart again.
Can I get everybody to roll a history? So mind if you have a history, if you have an extra bonus.
Void knowledge?
No. This history. Is
magic knowledge?
And this is going to be a target number 5.
Well, then I'll take a shadow.
Got a spirit.
Go ahead and mark shadow as well.
Okay, so I only got 1.
You get all a spirit.
Right, you get a spirit. So everybody hit it at least once?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So all of you are aware that there is a rumor about the High Mound. That if you visit the High Mound on certain days when the barrier between this life and the next is thin, some of the heroes who died and were buried here can be called upon to offer counsel. They can give you guidance in life, and they can give you some assistance. That's what everybody knows. So we have 2 who ruled with a boon. Ooh, that's kind of fun. Both of you personally know, each of you, one of the heroes who offers counsel here. Someone that you fought beside when you fought here last. As you approach the High Mound, the sun is coming up, and you see, leaning against the High Mound, a small suit of armor, leaning against the monument.
How small?
Rope-sized?
Red...
Stonekin-sized?
Sized?
That's not small, sir.
Could you imagine a rock man in a suit of armor?
Yeah, we saw it in Thor Ragnarok.
The suit of armor is sized to fit a red cap.
Oh, no.
So it's about 3 feet tall.
Does Flump get off of...
Yes, Flump jumps off your back as you guys get to the monument.
Okay. Crichton's changing back into his normal form and is going to approach the armor.
Okay. As you approach the armor stands up and says, "Who goes there?"
Oh, another like me.
Like you? Like you?
Yes.
I was born of vengeance. I was born of anger, not whimsy. And who made you?
Crichton's going to reach out where the head would be and see if...
Get your hand down. Starts flailing the arm pieces.
Does anything touch?
No, you can't feel anything.
Okay.
He is quite clearly annoyed at your...
Crichton's trying to figure out if this is another animated armor or is this actual folk that is invisible.
You're animated armor.
Of course I'm animated armor. What
just
else
like I'm animated rope.
An invisible red cap? I've seen it before. Well, not seen it, but you know what I mean.
Yes, in that case, I am like you. And no, I'm not an invisible red cap.
That's good.
I was brought to life by the death of my previous owner. I swore vengeance. I couldn't protect him in life. I will protect him in death.
So either Graham or myself may know this individual, if this is one of the heroes that gives wisdom. Is that correct?
I don't know. Roll the dice for me. Even or odd. Hold on, hold on. I need to make a decision first.
Not too late. I already rolled. Make up your mind and
think
down.
I'm thinking. Yes. Okay, go.
Six.
Okay. I yes.
That's what I was about to say. And of course, it's Jordan, so what did he roll?
Not my dice. Not my regular dice, guys. Come on.
Yes, you knew the red cap.
Okay. Cool.
You don't know that you knew the red cap, because you just met a suit of armor that's animated.
I want to give it a name, but you might hurt me.
I already have a name.
Oh, well. Zoot the suit.
Zoot the suit.
Do you call me that?
Yes.
He might not like it. We might end up with a Zoot Suit Riot.
Maybe I'll give you a grapefruit diet instead. That's the Weird Al parody of Zoot Suit Riot.
No, that's not my name. I'm Groat's friend. You know Groat. So, how'd you guys get here this early? No one travels at night through the fields.
Well, we traveled through night at the fields.
Unintentionally. We kind of were... Well, half of us were trapped. The mist.
You caught their attention.
Crichton is nodding over at the.
Yes, I can see. King. I can see how you would not catch their attention. As a matter of fact, you have my attention. I think you knew Groat. What do you remember of Groat?
I remember that Groat was a fearsome general that led the armies against the void. Groat was a she. She actually died when an arrow went through the visor of the helmet. And where Groat fell, the first of the red cap roses bloomed.
You saw where Groat fell?
I did.
What is over there?
This monument was built right where Groat fell.
How convenient.
Maybe catching their attention can be forgiven. If you can show me where Groat fell, I can show you who can help you stop the ghosts.
Agreed.
And with that, we will end it here and see how they can stop the ghosts next time.
Thank you for listening to Bone Throwers Theater. We are releasing this podcast under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives 3.0 Unported License. That means you can share the podcast, but please do not modify it or try to gain financially from it. If you would like to visit our website, you can do so at bonethrowerstheater.com. If you would like to send us an email, you can do so at bonethrowerstheater@gmail.com. Our Twitter handle is bonethrowerstheater. You can also look us up on Facebook and subscribe to our YouTube channel. And until next time, may the bones fall ever in your favor. This has been a Nerd Circle podcast production.